This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you, Lucius. Welcome back, Nation. Krusty's Corner in just a second. Champions League action. Arsenal now leads Real Madrid 3-0, 86th minute there. Declan Rice with two 30-yard free kick goals. Unbelievable strikes as they're up 3-0. This is the quarterfinal leg one of two the Champions League. Bayern just equalized against Inter. They're in Germany. Here's Brian. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. How about that? A 16 seconds on soccer leading for you, buddy.
How about that, man? I appreciate it. Thank you very much for that. You think we need to do something?
I get the obituary for the lead-in for mine.
Today, four people froze to death. Yeah. Let's go to Lucius Alexander the pimp car.
How you feeling, Lucius? Come on down.
Rangers lose 7-0. Lucius, let's go to the pimp car.
Hella's frozen over.
Do you think we need to work on our wall placement?
Or, yes. Yeah. Guy on the outside wall in that first goal was a little chicken.
Did we turn away?
To the side and jumping in. I think he got behind the second guy.
Oh, really?
It's so tough.
We need to work on the placement of the wall, maybe the setting of the wall.
I mean, there was some pretty good English on it.
Or get some better.
Some more courageous wall pieces might have helped, but man, he whipped that thing around. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah. All right. Good deal. Champions League. We try and watch it when we're here.
Yeah.
But we kind of look at the final. Isn't that kind of where we're at, though?
Oh, yeah.
That we always just kind of worry about the final, right?
Yeah, yeah. Wake me up when we get to the final, I think, is typically the American approach to the Champions League. It's, it's soccer's Super Bowl equivalent.
Yeah.
They haven't made it super easy to watch now with they've got on the streaming services.
Yeah.
So if we're here in the studio, unless it's like the final and they've got it on CBS 11, used to be when it was on FS1, you knew exactly where to get it.
That's a good
point. There needs to be some sort of a reckoning for sports fans, and I support everybody's ability to do what they want with their business, but their businesses are going to be in trouble. It's getting harder and harder to find these games.
Yeah.
You need people to watch your games in order to justify it. So I think they'll get it figured out before too long, especially after that Diamond Sports thing last year, where they were just like, we don't want to pay you guys anymore for these games, so we're done.
Can I ask one more soccer question, if
Absolutely.
You don't mind, here in the corner? When you're... I'll tell you one of the reasons why I do like watching soccer. I know exactly how long it's going to be on.
That is pretty cool, isn't it?
You just know, okay, there might be some stoppage time, there might be, But generally, you know exactly what your time commitment is.
We'll be in and out of here in 2 hours, max.
Yeah. That's what I kind of was just always like, okay, if U.S. is playing tonight, all right, I know I need 2 hours to watch this thing.
Yeah.
And soccer in general, so I do applaud for that. All right, Wolchuk, I do need your help.
Okay,
Dawson,
what do we
Chief,
got?
You guys can do what you need to do.
Watch soccer. Take a leak?
Watch soccer. Right. Do what you have to do. No,
rude.
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to get a Diet Coke.
Yeah, seriously. You got two of them right here. Absolutely. Go get you one. All right. Hey, Woolchuck.
Yeah.
Okay, we got these 30 visits. I think I got 16 names, yeah. Right? I'm going to run down these names for you that what we have. And I know we've talked about, but I want to get your approach on this. Are the guys I'm going to give you, would you take at 12 or these trade back guys?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I want to get your, I want to go through them.
Boom, boom.
And I want you to tell me, guy you would consider at 12.
We're backing out.
Or we're trading back to get these guys. All right, you ready?
Yep.
How about Mimbu from Missouri?
I would take him at 12.
Okay. So that's a no question for you right there.
Yeah, I think there's a risk involved if you want to move back. I don't know that you're going to get him. And I don't know that he's even going to be there at 12. So if you were and you value him like that, I think that he's a player you just need to stay put and you need to go ahead and take him.
So you would go ahead and take him at 12?
Yes.
I like what you did there. I think you're absolutely right, even though he might be gone beforehand. How about Pierce from Tennessee, who we've just learned?
That would be a back. I'll go ahead and trade back for Pierce.
He's an edge from Tennessee.
And I don't know that he's going to go round one because of some of the off-the-field concerns with him. I also don't know if you can really line up and play with both him and Micah Parsons on the same defense. It is a very tantalizing thing to think of them rushing the passer together.
Mm-hmm.
It's also terrifying because I am going to line up and run right at both of them and say, prove you can stop me. And I don't think they can. He's 6'4", 245. He's an athletic freak. And he has a rare ability to get to the passer. The burst off the snap's explosive.
Yeah.
But he does get pushed around, and I worry about him being able to set the edge against the run.
Mykel Williams, the edge from Georgia.
For me personally?
Stay or trade back?
That would be a trade back.
Okay. And why?
I would stay in and take Mike Green. I just have other players that I like more than Williams. I think Williams is a good player. Physically, he's everything you want.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
In an edge rusher, but right now he is a better run defender than he is a pass rusher, which I'm cool with. This team struggled to stop the run. Mm-hmm. So I think that he is going to be a good player in the league. But can you develop some of the pass rushing traits with him? He does show the ability to win with some multiple rushes, the bull rush, the swim move. He's got some speed off the line. It's a little inconsistent. He flashed against Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't see the pass rush ability consistently with him. But an outstanding player against the run, I would rather just try and get some more value, take him later on in the teens if I could.
We mentioned Hampton, the running back from North Carolina. Stand there and take him or trade back?
That's a trade back. It's a trade back for me. I think 12 is a little too high, a little too rich. I don't think I'd be considering any of the running backs besides Jenty there at number 12.
And he was a Dallas Day guy. I'm not including him in this list.
Sure.
But he would be a guy you would stand in there and pick.
And
right?
I like Hampton. I kind of like Travion Henderson and Caleb Johnson a little more.
Okay. And you look at Junkins and Henderson, who they both brought in as guys you would consider at 44, right?
Yeah. Now, Henderson might sneak into the first round because of the speed there. Some teams might like, oh, is this Jahmyr Gibbs? You know, but yeah, I'd love Henderson at 44.
Chet McMillan, wide receiver.
I'd stay in and pick him.
Okay. How many of those guys would you have like that? I mean, a no-brainer. Is he just a no-brainer?
He's a no-brainer for me. So I've got him as the fourth best player on my board.
So give me your top four then.
Top four for me, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Ashton Jenty, Tet McMillan.
Wow, you got him in pretty high company there.
Yep.
Okay. How about Luther Burden, wide receiver, Missouri? Would you stand there and pick him at 12? Or would he be a trade back for you, guy?
That'd be a trade back for me. I do love the explosiveness. And, I mean, I question a little bit about his ability to win down the field, the contested catches. I think he can do it. He did it 2 years ago. Last year, it was probably more quarterback play, and I'm unfairly putting that on him. But I just like Igbuka and Golden a little bit more than Burden. So I'd move back to try and see if I can get some more assets.
Okay, how about Abuka, wide receiver from Ohio State? Stand there and take him at 12 or trade back?
I'd be fine staying and taking Abuka at 12 personally. I think he's a safe player. I think he's helping you in the running game because him and Ayoma Noor out of Stanford, I think, are the two best blocking wide receivers. He's a tremendous route runner. I think he's going to be a good pro. But you probably could get him later. I think you could go ahead and trade back and still be able to get him. I mean, a lot of mocks have him going in the 20s. Hell, today, Mel Kiper had him going in the second round.
Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe he doesn't. I think he does have the explosiveness.
Yeah.
You've seen him take screens and go 60 yards to the house.
Sure.
But for whatever reason, he's not being talked about in the same mold as a Golden or a Burden. I think he's a disservice to the player.
Do you think he's one of the most underrated players
yes.
in this draft?
Yeah, I do. I think it's because he's, and it kind of goes with really his entire career at college.
Yeah, he's disrespected because he's always been the number two.
He's
right?
always had to be second fiddle, but he's a 1A. He's not even a two. Okay. I love Igbuka.
Banks, the offensive tackle guard from Texas. Would you stand there and pick him at 12, or is he a trade back?
I'd personally trade back.
Okay. Reason?
I've just got some questions on him. I wouldn't mind the pick at all. It's offensive line. And he was a starter for a while at Texas, was very, very productive. He moves exceptionally well. He's a good athlete for that size. I've got Simmons and Will Campbell ahead of him. And Membu, 20 years old. I think he's a right side player already. You don't have to worry about that.
Sure.
Like, what are you going to do with Kelvin Banks? Are you kicking him over to right guard? Are you moving Tyler Guyton? I think I'd rather just go ahead and see it. If he slides to me, I'd feel great about it.
How about Walter Nolan, defensive tackle from Mississippi?
That's a trade back. I don't think Walter Nolan for me. I've got a two on him, and I've got a lot of other defensive tackles ahead of him. I think the Cowboys probably are big fans, and I could be so wrong about him. You see what scouts would love and coaches would love with the explosiveness, the ability to rush the passer and get upfield, but it is just it's too inconsistent for me.
How about Reville, the cornerback from East Carolina?
Had he not had the ACL, I'd stay at 12 and take him. I think he could be the best corner in the draft. But in this scenario, that would be a trade back. I think he's a target at 44, and he might be able to get there.
Do you feel like, though, that you worry about him with him coming off the knee the way it is and stuff like that?
I just don't know. And how long is he going to take
guy?
Him? Yeah, exactly.
Him or Barron if you had to.
Barron. I'd stay in at 12 and take Barron.
You would stay at 12 and take Barron. If in fact. Are you surprised they didn't visit Golden so far that we know about?
Yes, I am, considering they've met with all the other top receivers.
I kind of feel like, though, that Golden is still in the mix, even though if they don't visit him, by the way.
I mean, they were at the Texas Pro Day. Yeah. They probably got a little bit of info on him.
So you're pretty much, you're trade back in a lot of these scenarios. You're going to stay for Mimbau. You're going to stay for McMillan. You're going to stay for Abuka. That's kind of where you're at right now in these 30 visits, right?
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you on some of
these. Now, you got to get a trade partner.
Yeah, so, no, absolutely.
I mean, hey,
absolutely.
It might be wishful thinking.
But those are the guys you're willing, if they brought in, if they pick one of those guys at 12, you'd be absolutely elated.
I'd be pumped.
Yeah. I think you're onto something there.
Well, thank you, boys.
Joe, thank you.
All right. There it is.
It's a bang up job, gentlemen.
Thanks, man.
Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning.
Enjoy your rest.
That was incredible, dude. I'm ready to throw heat now.
Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Okay, speaking of throwing heat, Chief, you up next here?
Yeah, Sports Hodgepodge. We begin prepping our bodies for Masters weekend. We have your viral sports clip of the day, plus a nefarious college sports prank goes awry next to the nation.